My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, Faith Walkers, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walker broadcast. I am your host, Iona, better known as Lady Faith. This is the Faith Walker broadcast where we are committed to empowering you to live a more balanced life, mind, body, and spirit, through exploring tools which improve your physical, mental, and spiritual fitness. Together, let's set your faith on fire. Together, let's faith walk, utilizing the tools of intentional daily practice of flexing our mental, physical, and emotional muscles, fueled by biblically based, purpose-driven movement. Our goal is to live a more purpose-driven and vibrant life. You see, God grants us life, and we can set the stage for a more conscious, enlivened experience by becoming active participants in the creation of our lives. But first, I'd like to thank Ms. Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations and Radio Network, and Ms. Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. In a previous broadcast, I shared a quote from the spiritual leader of Tibet, the Dalai Lama, which in this case I feel bears repeating. The Dalai Lama, when asked what surprised him most about humanity, he answered, "Man." Because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices his money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die. And then he dies, having never really lived. So I ask you, are you living your best life? And if so, what does it look like? If you're not living your best life, then the question is why? And what can you do to correct your life walk? Are you on the path God has designed for you? You see, each morning when you wake up, we have an opportunity to create our day with what inspires us most. Have you ever posed this question to yourself? What motivates me in life? Let me rephrase that. What makes you wake up each morning? What drives you? And why do you go through life each day. If you're like most, there are some who have no idea what motivates them in life. Maybe you have no idea why you wake up each morning and you have no clue as to what to do with your life. Much like a hamster on a wheel, we find ourselves operating in automatic pilot mode, repeating the same mechanical momentum which keeps us in constant motion, but going nowhere. Most of us wake up each morning because we must go to work. And the reason we go to work is that we want to get paid. We want to pay our bills and expenses, right? In other words, we're working for money. Therefore, when given a choice, we choose to run away from our work. Most of us will choose to sleep longer and later when we don't have to report to the office. Does this sound like your life? If this is the life you're living right now, you definitely need to do something about it. And today I challenge you to create a life you don't need to escape from. Kevin Cruz, a history professor at Princeton University, once said, "Life is about making an impact, not an income. If you chase money blindly, you may end up rich, but you may not feel fulfilled deep within." Think about it. We've seen on the news and heard through stories of others that many rich people commit suicide because they feel a loss of purpose. They have tons of leisure time and begin to think of themselves that everything is purposeless. Why? Because they think they've already tried and experienced everything. They have nothing on this earth to look forward to, which leads to boredom, hopelessness, and frustration. Materialistic possessions can be nice and helpful to have, but they're not life. A favorite saying of mine from Stephen Covey says, "If the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step we take just gets us to the wrong place faster." The truth of the matter is that what we all want to pursue in life are the deep meanings that lie within our hearts. Another famous quote by Stephen Covey says, "Motivation is a fire within. If someone else tries to light that fire under you, chances are it will burn very briefly." Because you see, real joy, happiness, and success comes from realizing the purpose of our existence, the purpose of our creation, and fulfilling that purpose. That will make you successful. This is, I believe, impossible without believing in God Almighty, the Creator. This concept and belief of life after death equals eternal paradise, which will free you from all sorts of stress, psychic and depression, and it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. God shares his promises with us in his word. First, he gave us 7 promises in the Bible and tells us that 1, I am your strength. 2, I will never leave you. 3, I have plans to prosper you. 4, I hear your prayers. 5, I will fight for you. 6, I will give you peace. And 7, I will always love you. Now, God also in this word gives us promises for life. And I have 8 that I want to share with you today. 8 promises for your life that God gives us is 1. God promises to strengthen you. God promises to give you rest. God promises to take care of all your needs. God promises to answer your prayers. And he promises to work everything out for your good. 6, he promises to be with you. And 7, he promises to protect you. And finally, 8 is he promises you freedom from sin. Now, there are many more promises in the Bible. This list is not exhaustive by no means, but these are just 8 promises for your life that I chose to include today in the broadcast. So now that we have these promises, how do we practice the promises of God? We practice by reading the truth of God's promises in Scripture and pray those powerful promises back to God as prayers of declaration and praise. As we pray the promises of God, we are reminding ourselves what God has already spoken in his word. Remember, God is ever present. Be mindful of this by actively listening for him. Why? Because this is the key to faith walking. Walking by the Spirit. Be humble. Practice humility. Because humility keeps our connection with God strong. Now let's take a moment to reposition that ladder to Stephen Covey referred to. When you first open your eyes in the morning and come into consciousness, this is a precious opportunity to first pray and give thanks to God for the opportunity of seeing another day. Let's reposition that ladder so we don't end up moving away from our God-given destiny. This act will set the tone for your day and all that comes after it. At this moment, our ability to create the day ahead is at its most powerful, and we can offer ourselves fully to the creative process by filling this moment with whatever inspires us most. If we bring this vision into our conscious mind, we empower it to be the guiding principle of our day. Have you ever heard the saying, someone got out of bed on the wrong side when describing another person's mood or energy? Sometimes we wake up with a mood already seemingly in place, good or bad. But it's important to give this feeling its due. It can inform us and deepen our awareness to what's going on inside of us as well as around us. In our consciousness, we can honor this feeling and introduce our new affirmation or vision, our conscious offering to the day. We can practice deciding before we go to sleep what we want to bring to the next day in our lives. For some, that may look like writing in a gratitude journal, ending our day in reflection of our blessings. It could be that we want to simply be more positive and open to whatever comes our way. Then again, we may simply call up a feeling that perfectly captures the texture of what we want our day to be like. We can reaffirm our affirmation upon arising as we shower and eat breakfast, as well as recalling it at various times throughout the day. We can even try to write it down and carry it with us on a slip of paper, if that helps. The principle here is that simply being aware of those first waking moments, we set the stage for a more conscious, enlivened experience, and we become active participants in the creation of our daily lives. Remember, as we close out, I want to leave you with some food for thought by Deepak Chopra. The small things you do every day, smiling at a stranger, or paying someone a compliment, bring you closer to your spiritual truth and the purity of your soul. Intentional manifests your highest vibrational energy. I have a plaque above my fireplace which reads, "Create your own peace." This plaque serves as a daily reminder to me and all who enter my home that we have a choice. We have a choice of setting the tone for our daily walk. And for me, I choose to walk in faith. So as we close out, I'm going to close out with a tune by Kurt Carr entitled "For Every Mountain." So until we meet again, peace be with you, and remember, walk in faith.
To thank God for so many wonderful blessings and so many open doors.
That's it. Worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on. He's brought you over some mountains. Come on. Tell him thank you. Come on. Tell him thank you. That's it. Let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her. An astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K, and I'm so honored that you have tuned in with me today. I'm so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will inspire you as well as empower you along your journey. Today's topic is faith over fears, and I want you to wrap your head around that concept of facing your faith or putting your faith over your fears, because a lot of times our fears can keep us stuck, keep us in the same place, keep us in a comfortable place, versus when we operate out of faith, it makes us or has us not be so reliant on what's comfortable to us. And instead, we embark in an uncomfortable territory. We take a little bit more risk. We jump out there just a little bit more because that faith allows us a little bit more freedom, if you will. And so I want you to really grasp that concept of putting your faith over your fears. And let's see how far you get along your journey. So when you look at the different stories in the Bible, from the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace to Daniel in the lion's den, they had their minds made up that they would put their faith above their fears and trusted that God would bring them out in their situations. And if we stay right there, there were so many other scenarios in the Bible that shows us them putting their faith over fears. For instance, the woman with the issue of blood, she was not supposed to be around other people. Other people looked down on her. So she could have let her fear of what are people going to say? Oh, I'm not supposed to be around these people. You know, what if God doesn't help me? And so she could have let that keep her in her sick place, in her, if you will, even her victim mindset. But instead, she chose to say, no, I'm going to put my faith above my fears, and I am going to go meet Jesus. Why? Because I need him. I'm going to go meet Jesus because I need him. I need what he has. And so she decided to go against all the odds of what people would say or even what people would do to her in order to just touch. Now, she didn't even want to talk to Jesus. She didn't have the need to talk to Jesus. She didn't have the need to sit down with him. All she wanted to do was touch the hem of his garments. The hem of his garments are so small. She just needed a piece of the hem, the tip of the hem for her. Was all that matters. That's how much faith she had. She said that if I just touch the hem of his garments, that everything would work out for her. That's a word right there. Do you have enough faith to say, all I need is that little faith, that touch of a hem of his garments, that mustard seed faith, that if I just touch it or if I have that bit of faith, that God is going to work it out for me? Well, that's what she had. She knew that if I just touched the hem of his garments, God was going to work it out. She didn't know how it would look or anything like that, but she knew God would work things out in her favor. And if we stay right there, we see that when she touched him, God felt something happened to God where he felt. He didn't know necessarily where it came from, but he felt that something had touched him or somebody had touched him or something had happened. And it was in that moment that God did a miracle in her. He didn't have to. But he did. He did a miracle in her. And so I want you to just think about that as we move forward in today's topic and just remind yourself when it seems dim, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, when you feel like giving up, when everybody's talking and it's not necessarily positive talk, to put your faith over your fears. And so even looking at history with the slaves fight for freedom, those who fought for equality in the civil rights movement, to being the voice and fighting against abuse, human trafficking, violence, and so much more, they too decided to put their faith and trust in something bigger, be it a cause, a dream, equality, or simply freedom. They put their faith over their fears, and so shall we. Many times we shy away from things because we're afraid, of failing, taking risks, afraid of what people will say, or thinking that we're not good enough. And that's where we go wrong. Yes, even me too, because we are good enough. We are capable of it. People are always going to talk, right? So let them keep talk as you can keep moving forward. Let them keep talking as you continue to do what is necessary for you. Even, you know, being afraid of failing, we need failure in order to know what success looks like or what it takes to get to success. Those quote unquote failures help us to improve our work. It helps us to improve the process in order for us to be able to see success and see it in a great way. If we never fail, how can we succeed? And so I just want you to think about that, because majority of the time we let our fears stifle us and keep us stuck in a place that limits our potential, our talents, as well as our gifts, our growth, even as a person. And it keeps us from reaching our destiny. At what point do we say, I can do it? At what point will you say, I can do it? I will take a step forward and make an effort to reach that goal, to step out of my comfort zone or try something new. If you don't believe in yourself, who will? When I was younger, I was attempting to build my empire and would always look for partners or for someone to partner with, although I was never afraid to take a risk. As I searched for partners or discussed partnerships with others, I was always disappointed and nothing ever moved forward. It wasn't until years later when I did a self-analysis and reflecting on things that I realized that I was afraid to make those steps alone and thought that I needed others to make my dreams come true. I was so wrong. I thought I would be more successful with others rather than myself. Wrong answer, okay? Waiting for others was hindering me. It was hindering my process and my progress. It really was. It hindered me because the things that was given to me, the visions that was given to me, I never moved on them because I was waiting for somebody else to quote unquote kind of complete me, for lack of better words, to complete me, because I guess at that point I thought that I didn't have what it took to move forward in those endeavors alone, when I really did. I had what it took. That's why those visions were given to me, because I had what it took. And yes, it is nice to move forward with people in different ventures. And when you will know when you're supposed to have other people to partner with and take those journeys with to further those endeavors. But it's not needed in everything that you do. And so, you know, while I was waiting for these partnerships, like I said, I was hindered in my progress, hindered in my process. And it was hindering me. And so furthermore, I was putting my confidence in others instead of where it should have been, which was driving me. And so God had already given everything I needed to move forward. And he simply was waiting on me to stop depending on others, step out on faith, and trust the vision that he's given me, or that he had given me at that time. And so if I wouldn't have never moved forward and would have just stayed there, I wouldn't be in this place today. I wouldn't be in this place where I'm sitting here hosting my own radio show. I wouldn't be in the place of being an author, self-publishing my own books. I wouldn't be in the place of having my own podcast. I wouldn't be in the place of being the founder of a conference. I wouldn't be in the place of so many other things if I would have continued to wait for other people. At some point, we have to say, I am good enough. At some point, we have to say, I have what it takes. At some point, we have to take tiny little steps to move forward, even if those little steps are making a call, writing an email, asking a question, because all they can do is say no. Whatever those tiny steps are, those tiny steps help move you forward to the greater goal, to completing or achieving whatever that task is. And so I don't want you to give up. I do not want you to give up at all, because God is waiting on you just to trust him. Step out on faith and trust him. When God has put something in you, he gives you the vision, the provision, the connection, and clarity, all in his timing. So what has been given to you that you keep running from? What dream do you suppress because you're afraid? What is that thing that you keep talking yourself out of and telling yourself you're not enough and do not have what it takes to be successful? Identify it right now. Take out a piece of paper or put it in the notes section of your phone. Identify it. Write it out. Then let your faith be bigger than your fears. Not too long ago, there was a session in my Bible study, and where we were talking about, you know, God being in the boat, and he was telling people to get in the boat and follow me. Get in the boat and follow me. That alone preaches right there. Get in the boat and follow me. God has told many of you to get in the boat and follow me, but instead we have questions. We are stuck in our comfortable zone. We are afraid. We want to know who's in the boat. We want to know where the boat is going. We want to know what we're going to do once we get to the other side of the journey. We want to know, why are you telling me to get in the boat, God? God's like, I didn't ask you for all of that. I didn't ask you for your rebuttals, your questions, your fears. He said, all I said was get in the boat and follow me. That preached to me so well and reminded me that all God wants us to do is trust him. Trust him. Yeah, we know you don't know what's on the other end of that journey. Yeah, we know that you don't know who is in the boat. Yeah, we know that you got questions. You're unsure of yourself as well as things that might occur during that journey. But all he says is, get in the boat and follow me. Are you willing to just trust him, trust the process, and get in the boat and follow him? Wherever he's leading you, whatever he's asking you to say, whatever he's asking you to do, get in the boat and follow him. Why? Because you don't know what's attached to your obedience. You don't know who's attached to your obedience. Your simple step to just get into the boat can unlock so many things for others as well as yourself, if we would just get in the boat and follow him. What is it that you're supposed to get in the boat and follow him? What is that task? What is that thing that he's telling you? Get in the boat and follow me, that you're not listening to. I dare you to trust it today. I dare you to trust him today and get in the boat and follow him. Why? Because he needs you to get out the way. He's already ready and willing. He just needs you to get out of your own way. Stop self-sabotaging or letting other people sabotage your situation and hinder you from your journey. Get in the boat and follow me, because you are enough. So I need you to make sure that you identify those things, or that thing that is keeping you stagnant, that is keeping you stuck, that is keeping you paralyzed, that is keeping you fearful. Identify those things so that you can let your faith be bigger than your fears. Why? Because you can do it. All you have to do is believe in yourself. Take the steps, even if they are baby steps, as I've said before. But take those steps into the right direction and move forward and watch God work. Everything happens in God's timing, but you have to be willing to take the first step. Don't let your fears cripple you. Trust, believe, and have faith. And so as you move along your journey, and as you feel self-doubt creep in, others' opinions creep in, or fear creep in, or whatever it is creep in, remind yourself that I've got this. I'm going to let my faith be bigger than my fears. So I want you to let your faith be bigger than your fears. And as you continue to move forward in your journey, feel free to follow me on the DAB podcast. That is the Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast on Apple Podcasts, as well as other networks. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K, and on Twitter at 4 Life Coach K. That is the number 4 Life Coach K. I want you to remember to continue to be great on purpose, because your faith is bigger than your fears. So until next time, I am Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.